But I gotta message the place we're staying at to put your name.
Oh,
because
okay.
I think what I'm gonna do is I'm gonna go get there. I'm gonna go to the concert on Friday night, but I'm not. If I can, I'll try to get to the convention early. If not, I'm definitely gonna be at the concert.
I was planning on going Thursday because I don't know where. Like, I would have to get like a motel or something, and then I don't know.
A hostel is cheap. But you got to share a room.
I just need one fucking night.
It's fine. One night, yeah.
Or maybe I'd get two nights if it's that cheap. It was like $30 probably or what?
Yeah, it's cheap.
Yeah, I'd just get two nights and that way I can just leave my shit there overnight or something. Or I mean like through Friday. It's still private showers? Or like
no, it's shared.
Oh, fuck.
Yeah.
I don't know. We'll see. If that's the best thing, I'll just get Thursday. Just because like, I don't know. I just want to be there already. If I can, I'd want to spend more time in Washington.
Don't worry. We're going to PAX East next year. Mm. It's free.
Mm.
Boston, here we come.
Mm. Yeah, if I get the tickets for free, I'll go to the East.
Yeah.
So is West the first one, but East is the biggest one now?
I don't know.
I don't know which one came first, but I feel like PAX West, because no PAX is the... Originally, like, it's those two guys, right? The I don't know what their fucking
Penny
names
Arcade
are. Yeah, cool. Penny Arcade.
Damn, let's go crazy. Let's get PAX Australia.
If we get tickets, I'll fucking fly, bro.
Oh, man. I have to think about that one.
Welcome back to another episode of the Yearly DLC. I'm one of your co-hosts, Daniel, always my co-host.
Banana!
Someone's playing Donkey Kong, apparently. Also with Daniel. Yeah, we apparently just take all the time we want in the world and then record when we want to at our leisure. But, I mean, we are the weekly DLC. But it's ideally, we're going to record every other week, so every two weeks. And then if things happen, if life occurs for us, we'll take breaks, but we'll always come back. Mm-hmm. So no worries, guys.
And there's always past episodes you could listen to.
Exactly. There's plenty.
A lot.
You know, I have coworkers that are listening now. I don't know why. I feel like it's embarrassing, and they're listening now probably to this episode. So hello, guys.
What's crazy? So I'm going to tell you a story. When I first, at my current job, when I first worked there, you know, they knew that I had a podcast. One of my coworkers, he just used my name, and he knew that I talked at San Diego Comic Con, and he found my podcast. I don't think he like listens all the time, but he listens periodically.
Because I have one coworker who told me today, they were like, "Hey, you haven't posted." And I was like, "Yeah, we haven't recorded in a couple weeks."
Dang.
Let's tell you guys what we did. What our month's been like, dude. I mean. I've watched movies. I watched Superman, which we'll talk about.
Mm-hmm.
I watched. I've been going to the Frida Cinema, so I watched Heat. Heat yesterday, dude. Heat is a great movie, bro. Heat with Al Pacino.
And we're gonna talk about the Clips album because I know Nas mentioned. I think someone mentions Clips. I think mentioned one of the guys.
Dude.
I'm on my De Niro shit.
Yeah, it's a good and De Niro's character and he is fantastic, bro. Yeah. But I've been doing that. Been going to the gym.
Did you meet your friend at the Frida Cinema?
I did not actually, but I had one the free pizza slice.
Mm.
I went. It was. Okay, pizza. It wasn't anything amazing. Oh, I found out that... So, the Frida Cinema is in Santa Ana, the city of Santa Ana. The city of Santa Ana is freaking closed on Mondays, dude. Like, the whole city is shut down. There's no stores open. So, we went to the Frida Cinema early. Me and Roberto, actually. We went early to try to get a place to eat. And he was like, oh, there's a German bratwurst place. So, we go there, closed. Like, it literally says Monday closed, every other day open. And we're like, okay. And I was like, I know a place. There's a place called Lucy's. It's a pizza spot. We go there, closed. Closed Mondays. And then we like started walking around everywhere. Every store is closed. We're like, what the heck is going on? And luckily, like right next to Frida Cinema, on the second, there's a restaurant which was closed, but on the second floor of that restaurant is a bar, and that bar was for some reason open. It wasn't midday, but it was around 5 o'clock. We're like, it's still too early, but
it's the same bar that Chris Gore invited us to come hang out.
Oh yeah, it was. Holy shit. Yeah, that was the exact same bar. But I was, it's so random, like everything is closed, that one bar is open, and there's I don't know. It's so weird.
I should go to the Frida Cinema more, because I like those movie theaters that show like old movies. They're all in LA.
I know.
This is the only one in Orange County.
Yeah. And it's right here. It's literally like 15-minute drive. But
speaking of pizza, so I went to a pizza place that, because it was viral on TikTok, it sucked.
Appalese or something?
It's on Imperial and Harbor.
Okay.
Yeah, not good.
Not good.
No. Well, I think the reason why is because you need to buy the extra, extra large, where it's like a New York style and it's thin. But the one I had was, and I wanted a slice. He's like, I don't have any slices. I can make you a personal one. Same cost. And I was like, sure. And it doesn't taste the same. Thin. And it wasn't good. Yeah.
No, that sucks, dude. Yeah. What's funny is there is a day that I was craving pizza. This was like even before this month. But I got a pizza from a spot that was recommended to me. They didn't say it was amazing or anything. They were just like, oh, there's a spot right here. I was like, oh, let me go there. The pizza was okay. And later on, I found out that like this pizza spot is like really, really popular. And I was like, what the heck? Like, it wasn't even that great when I got it. So I immediately like saw the review. I saw like the how popular it was. Wrote it off. I'm never going to go in there again because it's not amazing. It's just regular pizza. Nothing amazing. But so I've been going to Frida Cinema. There's going to be a lot of movies. I'll show you after this all the movies that they're going to have. But they're going to have a whole series of, I forgot the director, but The Master, There Will Be Blood, Phantom Thread.
Anderson something?
Yeah.
Thomas
Anderson?
Yeah. There's Wes Anderson and there's a Paul Thomas.
Yeah, Paul Thomas Anderson, I think. But yeah, they're going to have like a, I think it's once every like 2 weeks or have a movie of his for like the next few months. And I want to see Phantom Thread again. So I'll look into that one. But so I've been doing that. I've been doing the gym. I've cut down on the gym. So I usually spend like 3 hours at the gym, and that's too much time. Like that was too much time. I usually did like every weight thing I can do, cardio and then sauna. I've cut back on the cardio and the sauna at the gym at least, but I still do that around my house. So still getting in all the steps I need, but I feel a lot better now. I feel like I was just pushing my body too hard and I was always tired. A lot better with that. What else? Did I go to anything? I went to hiking in Mount Baldy. Bro, I hiked on Saturday. Went to the gym leg day on Sunday. I ran 3 miles Monday. Yeah, I was burnt out. I was burnt out, but it was good. It's like I feel like that, you know, that opportunity almost never came for me. So I always try to take these now. But that's me for this month. It's kind of like a quick rundown. But what about you?
I haven't cracked open my PlayStation 5 because I picked up a Switch 2. Damn, I finally got it in the invite from Nintendo.
You got it from Nintendo.
Yeah, it took a long time, but they said you can order it now, and this email goes away in a couple days.
Yeah, because Roberto was saving it, and then when he tried to go back into it, gone. He lost that opportunity.
Yeah, so I was like, sure, why not? And the battery life sucks, but the buttons feel nice.
Yeah.
Screen is cool. I think the OLED looks better on the Switch 1, but yeah, that battery life is bad. It's really bad.
Like under 3 hours?
It feels like it's like 4 hours.
Damn.
It's like super bad. And
that time passes by, especially when you're playing. I know that you're playing Donkey Kong right now, but yeah, when you get like into a game like that, passes you by so quickly and you're like, what the heck? It's already at fucking 10%.
Mm-hmm. I need to pick up a PS5 because it's more than likely we're going to get a panel. I just hope it's not at a bad time. Like, fuck.
So those that don't know, we put a panel request in for LA Comic Con, and the idea is it's going to be a a gameplay of Bloodborne as blood level 4, so we don't level up.
It's kind of inspired because we were supposed to go to a panel that someone from PAX is doing.
Yeah.
And I was like, also, their idea was kind of cool. It's different. It's a little different. Ours is a lot harder. And so,
yeah. Do we have to supply the equipment?
I'll bring it.
I can bring it too. Mine's older, so I'll just bring mine or something.
Okay. Cool. That way, but I was thinking, like, maybe, like, so the well, shit, do we talk about it now? Loosely, the concept is, it's kind of like a boss rush mode. We're going to rush to the boss, and we get 3 tries, and then we switch to control. It's like, you know, playing at your friend's house, you know?
Yeah.
You switch to control, and, yeah, we'll see how far we go.
We have to write
will the bosses script? Die, or will the bosses cry? dude, ChatGPT writes the best prompts.
But we'll talk about more on this topic.
And I think, I don't know. We're still debating whether we should practice or not.
Because we'll talk about it.
Okay. And so Donkey Kong, been playing that. We'll talk about it when we talk about Donkey Kong. But
like,
I'm not a fan of platformers, but so it takes a lot. There's a big reason why I picked it up. I watched Megan 2.0, and that was boring.
Yeah?
It was boring. The first one was so good. And I was reading, like, the creators of it. They're like, damn, we underestimated Megan. Because the first one did so well.
Yeah.
So they're like, oh, shit. Like, people are going to come out to this one. No. I don't know. The movie wasn't good. If it was good, maybe they could have done something. But saw Superman.
Yeah. And we'll talk about that.
I was trying to watch the hottest anime right now, Takopi's Original Sin, and I didn't want to pay Crunchyroll for 6 episodes, so
don't they have like a free 30-day trial?
They probably do.
Sign up with a new email.
Okay, maybe.
Make an email if you need to.
So yeah, I wanted to watch Takopi's Original Sin. It's about a kid who's bullied, and an alien comes, and the alien tries to fix the situation, but the alien overcomplicates things. Like, he'll rewind time, but it makes things worse.
Oh, shit. So butterfly effect?
I was reading the summary. I was like, dude, this sounds dope. Like, yeah. People are saying it's really depressing. I was like, damn, I want to watch it. But I did watch a TV show. Korean drama. We're not doing reactions anymore because YouTube changed their policy.
Oh, yeah. You can't have
you can't make easy videos, like reaction videos and all that. So, I mean, that's good. I wasn't planning on making another reaction video ever. I want to make, like, reviews.
Okay.
But the show is on Amazon Prime. It's called Death's Game. And it's a K-drama from a webtoon. And it's the premise is, like, this guy, he kind of mocks death and he commits suicide. And he wakes up in the underworld, and Death is played by the sister in Parasite.
Oh.
And she's like, you know, you make fun of me, I'm gonna give you a chance. You're gonna get reincarnated into 12 different lives. Well, 12 different lives. And each life that you go into, the person's gonna die, but you can prevent the death. If you prevent the death, you live that guy's full life. But if you don't prevent the death, he goes to hell if he doesn't succeed.
And that's he gets 12 tries, essentially?
He gets 12 tries, but it's so fucked up. But so he's trying to juke the system. This is going to be spoilers, but it's a little, like, too fantasy. It's too, like, unbelievable, but, I mean, I still enjoy it. Like, there's this one where he's like a gangster, but he stole the money, and that's why they're going to kill him. Mm-hmm. But he has knowledge, so he's going to hide the money, wake up in the next body, and take that money. But when he wakes up in the next body, she fucked him. She was like, he reincarnated as a baby.
Oh.
And he's like, no. Yeah. So,
that's funny.
Yeah. But, I mean, so far, he's like, yeah, it's a little too crazy, like, unrealistic. I'm enjoying it. He's like halfway done. I'm halfway done with the show. He's halfway done with his lives.
So down to 6 lives.
Yeah.
Or roughly.
Yeah. Not that much after that. Just Donkey Kong. Bananas.
Bananas. So let's actually let's just talk about the Switch 2 and bananas.
Mm.
So you already talked about how you got the Switch 2. You got an invitation only, which, I mean, to be honest, the Switch 2 was not that difficult to get, or it's is not that difficult to get.
It's
like,
not.
You can go to, you can go to Target.
I saw one
yeah.
at Target like 2 days
ago. You can go to Target and it's stocked up right now.
Yeah. Or, which like, is good. Good.
In comparison, the Switch was not like that. That was hot off the shelves.
The Wii was crazy.
Yeah, the Wii was insane, dude. That was like...
That took me 2 years to get.
If the Switch had like 100 units in stock, the Wii had 10 units in stock and it was impossible to get. But and that lasted like almost its entirety of like the 1 year release of the Wii. Yeah, so the Switch 2 not that difficult to get, but I want to say you got it in the coolest way possible by being invited by Nintendo. Even though it's like the same thing, but I think it's still cool that way. And then you bought, did you get the Mario Kart version?
Yes.
So you have
two games. This tells me how hard the Switch is. Which, dude, it took me a week to get the screen protector because it was sold out. The memory cards are still sold out.
Damn.
So I didn't, man, Amazon's. So the Switch 2 uses Micro Express cards.
Oh.
When you type on Amazon, Nintendo Switch 2 Micro SD card,
it's not giving
it. It gives you the generic ones, and that
does not work.
Does not work. Yeah, and it sucks because the highest the Micro Express card goes to is 1 terabyte. That's not a lot.
Yeah, it's not a lot.
I think the Switch 1 is a 2 terabyte.
And like every game is pretty much digital. Like even the ones that you buy physical is still digital. Like it's downloading a big portion of it.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah.
That tells you the Switch is hot because you can't even buy the memory card. It's like, damn.
That's funny because now, do you think the memory card companies are going to create larger size express cards?
I hope so.
Just for this?
I hope so.
You know, 10 terabyte, 12 terabyte.
Jeez, I hope so. Please. But yeah, I've been playing Donkey Kong. That game is... I don't like platformers. I think it's for the makers of Odyssey.
Mm-hmm.
And I never played Odyssey, have no interest. And in the beginning when I was playing Bonanza, I was like, this is whatever.
Yeah.
I mean, it's okay.
And then you start unlocking abilities?
Yeah. You unlock abilities, but they kind of, like, Nintendo has this thing where they, like, they nitpick certain things. So, like, for example, like, in Breath of the Wild, they took elements of Dark Souls. They took elements of, like, Donkey Kong has Dark Souls in it. It has elements of Sonic in it. It's just, like, they took, like, the best parts and, like,
damn,
put it into the game. But the only reason why I picked it up is because someone said, this game is Hulk Ultimate Destruction. You know, that's a game where you just destroy shit.
Yeah,
and but Nintendo. I was like, mixed with Mario Odyssey, and I was like, okay, I'm picking it up. Because I like Hulk.
I was watching a streamer. I think it was, I forgot his name. But I was watching a streamer. He got to the point where the game teaches you, I think, that you can break the wall, like every wall.
Mm.
He started like making tunnels everywhere. And he's like, chat, how far does this go? And they're like, forever. And he's like, I need to stop because I'm gonna decimate the level, dude, if I keep going. So
it's too much.
Yeah, dude. It's like there's no end to it. I mean, I'm sure there's a cap because of the level, but it's a lot. You'll spend hours in there just destroying stuff.
I think I saw a TikTok. The guy hasn't left the first area.
Yeah, it's insane. And then
when he said that, I was like, because, you know, I'm the type of gamer, I need to check everything.
Yeah.
After he said that, I was like, okay, no, I'm moving on. Maybe that's why I didn't like in the beginning, because I was like destroying everything, looking for everything.
And like, everything has like, there's coins like everywhere. So you'll find coins regardless. So it's like, damn, they thought of like even me going this far into the stage. Yeah. But no, they just like randomly add coins. It's probably like a AI generator to just add like coins throughout the whole map.
Yeah, it's a good game. I mean, I would give it like an 85. I would give it like a 9 or 10 if I like platformers. I don't like platformers.
It's a, what is it, 91, I think, on Metacritic?
Yeah.
So, I mean, 90 plus it's gonna be is damn good for games.
Game of the Year nominated.
Nominated, but I don't think it
is. Yeah. I think Claire is going to win.
Obscure. You know what? I mean, Roberto's been talking to me about DS2, Death Stranding 2. Mm. He's so when he started playing DS2, he was like, Claire's going to win it. Claire has it. And then after he's been playing DS2, he's like, I don't know anymore, man. I don't know anymore. So
I think Claire's going to win it. I mean, DS2 will win it because Jeff Keighley's cool with Kojima.
Yeah.
If you look at it objectively, I think Claire should win it.
Let's see. Should we move on, or do you want to talk about more about the Donkey Kong Bonanza? Anything crazy?
It's really easy. Like, the first boss, oh my, I was like, dude, are you kidding me? Like,
it was just smacking him?
So I think what Nintendo does a lot, this reminds me of Echoes of Wisdom. Echoes of Wisdom is easy, but there are hard challenges to do. Like, I remember in Echoes of Wisdom, there was this challenge to get... so you have to collect certain items within the time limit, and it's fucking hard.
Yeah.
Like, it's like Dark Souls hard. I think Donkey Kong, I'm pretty sure the boss fights are all going to be easy, but it's to collect some of these bananas that are going to be hard and use advanced techniques. So Nintendo, they have a way of, but man, dude, I think a 5-year-old could beat it. Like, it's so easy.
And I feel like that's the route they're going with certain games now, where they like make it too easy, so it's not a game to play for a challenge, it's literally a game to just pass the time.
I beat the first boss in like 3 seconds. I was like, this is like anti-blood level 4. Tune in.
But you're also like an extreme gamer.
That's
bro.
True. That's
over
true.
Here blood level 4 run games, dude. So I mean, I respect your opinion, but sometimes it's kind of skewed.
I recommend it. If you're a parent, it's a good game for kids because it's really easy.
Yeah.
It's really easy.
Yeah.
It's also like, it's weird. It has the Sonic thing where, okay, so you do have like a life bar, but when you die, it just takes away gold.
Oh,
so it's like that. That's the Sonic ding, thing. Yeah.
The
well, it just takes like 500 gold, but I don't know what happens if you lose all your gold.
Oh.
You know, it might be game over. Game over. But
then the game over is just like beginning of the stage again.
Yeah, there's like really no point for gold. I'm pretty sure there's like if you collect 99 billion gold, you get a gold suit or something, maybe. But
so you can't buy anything? Like,
you could buy like suits that enhance abilities.
Okay. Now let's move on to the next thing. So music-wise, there's a lot. We can mention them all, but like the two that I want to talk about specifically, let's start with the first one that had come out from the two. Clips, Let God Sort Them Out. Fantastic. And you went to a signing.
This is culturally inappropriate.
That is a thing that they repeat?
Yes, what's funny is I did go to the signing, and there was no photo. I should have just recorded.
That's right.
I should have just recorded. But anyways, like, I made them laugh because it was like one of those Stan Lee lines, like, next, next, next.
So you had like 2 seconds.
When it was my turn, I was like, you know what? This record was culturally inappropriate. And they started laughing. Oh, it was nice. So good.
Nice.
I was like, damn, that could have been a viral TikTok.
But yeah, it's a damn good album. If you guys haven't heard it, listen to it. And then the other one is Tyler, the Creator, that just came out on Sunday, which as of this recording is 2 days ago. Don't Tap the Glass.
Yes.
And today I went to the gym today, and I've been listening to it on repeat. I listened to it like 4 times, the whole album.
Came out of nowhere.
Yeah, it came out of nowhere. And I have 4 songs. Let me pull them up real quick. For Don't Tap the Glass, 4 songs I like. And this is going to be in order. So I like, hold on, let me go to my like songs so I can see them in order. So number one is Don't You Worry, Baby. Number two is Ring, Ring, Ring. Number three is Sucker Free. And number four is Sugar on My Tongue.
Yes.
But yeah, listen to the album. So good. All of them. Clips and then you mentioned there were some other ones too, right? There was
Justin Bieber,
Travis Scott.
There's a lot, dude. Like, there's like, I think like Freddie Gibbs. Like, there's around like 10 albums.
Came out. What a time to not record episodes, dude.
But
yeah, those are good music coming out. So listen to it, guys. Listen.
There's the concert.
Clips. Yeah. Oh, and then Tyler had the listening party,
which
on Sunday, $5 tickets.
Yep.
Around 200 people. And then yeah, when you attended the event, they would take your cell phone away.
And I heard, like, Travis was walking around, like, just bumping in, dancing with people.
They lied, because there's no evidence. You can't even take pictures.
Shit. what trips me out, I'm talking about, like, the artwork for Don't Tap the Glass.
Yeah.
That looks like a New York, like, style.
Yeah.
And it's funny, because when Tyler first came out with his first single ever, I thought he was a rapper from New York. And I tend to forget he's from the West Coast.
Yeah.
He does not sound like a West Coast rapper.
He doesn't. Like, yeah, it's true.
Yeah, man, that guy's very versatile, for sure.
Yeah. Anything else to say about these albums?
Listen.
Yeah.
Listen. Because we're in a good... Yeah.
And good remember, time for music. It's culturally inappropriate.
This is culturally inappropriate.
Next, we'll talk about the FromSoft. So, rumor is FromSoft has a game that they're going to release next year. They're working on a game, nearly complete, releasing next year. And then another rumor is that it is possibly a Dark Souls remake or remastered. They're saying it's Dark Souls 3 specifically. Mm. That's like the worst one out of all of them. But
no, it's not. Dark Souls
let's,
2.
Let's talk about what we want. What Dark Souls would we want if they had one, or if we want a completely different Dark Souls-like game from software right now? Well, next year. What do we want?
I mean, if it's Dark Souls, I would rather have them remake Dark Souls 2 because it's janky. But, I mean, the real wish is having Bloodborne.
Bloodborne. So Bloodborne is number one.
For me.
Dark Souls number two. And then number three is just like
a whole new... I feel like Dark Souls 3 doesn't need a remake because it's okay. Like, it's not... There's nothing... There's no, like, slowdown.
Yeah.
Nothing needs to be fixed about it. It's okay.
I would hate it to be Dark Souls 3 because, yeah, that's, like, the newest out of all of them. So, it... remastered some of the older ones, dude. So, Bloodborne 1 or 2. Oh... Specifically Bloodborne, for sure. And then, other than that, though, I think my number one option would be that they make a new game, like a new storyline for something else.
What would be crazy if they remastered, was it Kingsfield? Their old games?
Yeah.
That would be fucking crazy.
To more recent modern. But then, now, we also were talking about, we're going to be possibly at LA Comic Con. On a panel, playing Bloodborne.
We're going to announce the news there. Bloodborne 2.
Bloodborne 2.
It's exclusive footage. Exclusive footage will be there.
So. After we do our, boss rush, we'll have the announcement. But you were saying, I don't remember what you were saying. I cut you off and I was like, hey, we'll talk about it later. And then I don't remember what it was.
Practice or no practice?
Yeah, practice and no practice. And then you were mentioning something, and I said, oh, we'll talk about it in a bit. But I literally forgot what you were talking about.
I don't even remember.
We'd have to, like, listen to the podcast. We have to pause the podcast, listen. No, we're not going to do that. I feel like we have to get, like, a little script going beforehand so we know exactly what to say. But we're going to...
I was going to say, like...
The rules.
Because we don't know a lot about the lore.
Yeah.
But we know a little bit about it, and we would try to talk about the lore.
I'll watch all the lore
videos.
I mean,
the basic story is...
There's a fuck doll.
No.
Am I wrong?
Maybe. And then we'll demonstrate. Hit the doll, yeah. And white stuff comes out. But it's about... There's a sickness going around, and so the people use the blood of
beasts.
Yeah, but the problem is you turn to a beast.
Yeah,
and so it's fucking weird. Yeah, and then there's another group of people, like the church, where they want to use insight, They want to become more than human. They want to become gods. So it's like becoming God through blood or through insight. And it's just a whole fucking... Yeah, it's weird. I always tell people, man, you fight werewolves and then you fight aliens.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah, it's weird. It's fucking weird. But yeah, we should... I mean, even if we badly tell the lore, it's funny. I think
it's fine. Yeah. So,
and because the lore's not like it's not in stone, so it's always up to interpretation, you know.
Yeah. So see, now you keep like adding to my stream idea. So now I'm gonna stream the game while having lore videos up and playing. So I'm watching lore videos and playing the game at the same time, understanding everything. So, content. Matter of fact, it starts even tomorrow. If
we tell the wrong lore, it's okay. Well, we will see a character and we'll say something wrong about him.
But I'm assuming, like any other convention, we probably can't curse.
So oh, this one we can.
We can.
Because it said, like, is it for 18-year-old or younger? Oh, and I said yes because of the violence in the game.
Yeah, yeah. Well, immediately get shut down because there's violence in the game. They're like, yeah, you said it was for under 18 or...
And we got to make 75 minutes of content. That's like the lowest amount you could have.
I
guess it's like 60 minutes or 15 minutes for questions. But I think, you know,
we can.
We've done a couple panels. Yeah. I think we should open it up to questions at the end.
Yeah, it's fine. Or even during the game. Like,
yeah.
One of us is not going to be playing at the time that the other one's playing.
I think it'd be content too if like. To show how difficult it is,
yeah.
We have someone from the audience come up and try 3 tries and see.
Imagine we get someone that's like a pro. He's like, hold on, I got this guy. He kills every boss.
I'm the world's number one speedrunner from Bloodborne. Like,
oh yo.
He's like, oh, we're done with the panel.
I was like, I guess we're done, guys. 30 minutes in, dude. Fuck.
But I think it'd be fun just like. Like commentating it, like yeah. Vargas down to the six vials.
Oh, that's right. Vials don't replenish. Oh, this is gonna suck.
So we need to unlock that farming method.
This is gonna suck.
Or we could do this. Right?
I brute forced it. I never fucking farmed anything.
Shit. Well, it makes content, right?
It's gonna suck.
No blood vow. I mean, we're thinking like we're gonna go all the way to the deal. We're not going all the way to the DLC.
No, we're not gonna go all the way to the DLC. We're not gonna beat the base.
The first
game,
guy,
dude.
The first boss.
No, we got it over an hour. So yeah, we got the first boss.
I mean, the panel will say, "Will the bosses die or cry, or will we cry or die?" Well, the bosses wish they could respawn. Like, it's like
that. Did you get like an automatic reply when you send in the request, or any type of reply?
No.
Okay. Want to know if maybe they give you like an idea of when you'll get an answer or something like that?
I think it's like August. I think it said August.
We'll be at PAX when they give it to us.
Shh. We need, dude, man, to get a panel. They came out with the schedule for PAX panels. Yeah. Man, it's hard to get a panel at PAX
because
you're fighting for limited space. Like, there's like, it's.
I mean, we got hard. Denied yeah. when we were with Karosh.
It's hard.
I think I don't know how many times we tried, but I know we tried at least once, and we got denied. And
did we try to do like the same topic that we've always done?
Yeah, because that was the most. That was our most successful approved topic.
I don't think that's a good topic. I would rather. Have an entertaining topic.
I don't know. Like, I feel like you have to kind of work the system and find a topic that is gonna get chosen, whether it's entertaining or not. It's a topic that's gonna be chosen, like that people have interest in.
Ours is entertaining, and we'll get chosen. I don't know. I think we got it, dude.
It just blows my mind that the Nintendo people that we know.
Milking it?
Yeah, dude. I mean, props to them, but, like, it's just so funny because we went to their panel. It's just a Q&A, not even a Q&A. It's just a
trivia,
yeah. And it gets rowdy. It gets rowdy.
Yeah.
But, yeah, so we're going to hopefully be at LA Comic Con playing Bloodborne.
The only thing that sucks is there's probably no way to record it. Like, maybe the audio, but there's gonna there's going to be no way to record it, which it's going to be like Don't Tap the Glass. This is like the Tyler Creator concert.
That's true. We'd have there's to bring no like,
there's no evidence.
I could bring this laptop and we can have OBS capture and record at least the gameplay. We'll see. I'll test things out and we'll see from there. I mean, we have until September pretty much, so.
It comes. Time is going by fast, man. That's all I'm saying. Time is going by fast.
And then Superman. Let's talk about Superman. So, Superman. Spoilers ahead. We both watched Superman. We're both. I'm excited. I'm assuming the other Daniel's excited. But Superman, what did you think?
I watched it early preview.
Mm-hmm.
And theater was about, it wasn't 100% packed. Mm-hmm. It was like 80% packed. But
yours was like invitation. It wasn't buy tickets, right?
No, it's buy tickets.
Oh, okay. Never mind. Yeah.
And I like it. I actually think it's DC's best film.
Yes.
It's not James Gunn's best film.
No.
To me. I still think Guardians 1 and 3 are better than, but it's like,
yeah, but for DC, dude, fucking, yeah. It's up, it's at the top for me.
But there is one complaint I have about the film, and it's,
is it a character?
Yes.
Is
two
it,
characters.
Is it a person that's all the elements?
No.
I had a problem with him.
Okay,
but what's yours?
So Bradley Cooper, Jor-El, they retconned him where they made Superman, his parents tell him he needs to conquer the world.
Yeah, I
didn't like that.
I didn't like that either.
They changed it. I was like,
I honestly was wishing at the end that it was found fake. Out that it was fake or something that like, what's his face,
Lex?
Yeah, Lex somehow forged the thing or whatever, but yeah, it didn't
change the character, and but the movie was so good I could overlook that fact.
Yeah,
so
I just wished they would have had the same kind of lesson learned from Superman. Like I've always been a good person, like I can't believe my parents did this, and he would still remain a good person, and then later on be like, he would listen to a copy of the real version of it and be like, oh, thank God, you know, after that.
But it made it a cool scene when he's like, you know, show me the footage of my parents. And it showed.
Yeah, at the end, the parents from Earth.
I love the intro. I was like, when Yamcha, Superman turned to Yamcha, I was like, this is a cool intro because I'm sick and tired of telling the origin and all that. I was like, boom, Superman 30 years ago, did it. 3 years ago, he's this the first time he's been defeated. I was like, oh shit, this is fucking cool.
Crypto. And it's literally, I mean, we're gonna do spoilers, so yeah. I'm telling you, spoilers from this point on. But the enemy is a copy of Superman.
Yes.
But with the intelligence of Lex seeing Superman throughout the years.
Yes.
So he's able to counter every move Superman has by knowing what he's going to do beforehand, and then just having that Superman do that copy of Superman. So maybe it's in the comics. I don't know anything about this Superman specifically. This is All-Star Superman? Or
it's not. That's another big disappointment. When James Gunn's like, yeah, is heavily influenced by all, maybe like two parts, like the ending when he's at the moon.
Yeah.
And then there's a scene where Lex Luthor is walking and things are going on, getting deflected. And I was like, but other than that, dude, that is not All-Star Superman. I was very disappointed.
But I feel like that copy of Superman is going to turn into Bizarro.
Yes. Or,
okay.
Yeah, probably.
Okay.
Could be.
Because, I mean, he already looked like him. He was kind of like a dull version. But so.
One thing I really liked, I mean, I wish Hawkgirl had more cool moments, but the Justice Gang. Mr. Terrific, for sure.
I didn't realize I hate that version of Green Lantern. That fool is a fucking dick, dude.
That's
fuck that guy.
That's how he's characterized.
Fuck that guy.
He doesn't have bad intent. He has good intentions, but he's just a narcissist.
Yeah. And then he's so by the book that he's willing to hurt everything else to continue following the book kind of thing. But yeah, fuck that guy. Because he still has his personal agendas. Like, he wants to be better than Superman.
Dang. You know, there was a scene with Lois Lane when Lois Lane said something. Man, I hate her, dude. When he was like, I'm going to turn myself in tomorrow. She's like, why? I need to find my dog.
Yeah.
And she's like, it's just a dog. He's like, it's just a dog, but it's not even a good dog. But I was like, dude, it's a dog, man. I was like pissed off, man. Like, I was like, it's just a dog. I was like, no, what? He's like, he's not even a good dog, but it's a dog, and you might be scared, and he's alone.
Yeah, like, but damn. Yeah. What's his name? Mr. T? No.
Terrific?
Terrific. Yeah,
Mr. Terrific.
Yeah, Mr. Terrific. Yeah, fantastic. That scene with where he puts a protective thing on Lois Lane and then proceeds to just fuck shit up.
All the action scenes are really, like, superb.
And I like the idea of, because obviously you see the scene and you hear music, but you don't, like, there's nothing telling you. Supposedly, he has the music in the dome to keep Lois Lane calm and not worry about what's happening around her as people are getting messed up or outside the sphere. And the sphere is also protecting her because, like, people try to obviously attack her and they can't get through this, through the shield. But yeah, that was such a good scene.
Man, I wish they did All-Star Superman. It made me really disappointed. I was like, this. In All-Star Superman, what happens is Superman is dying and he finds out that he's dying, but he has to do 12 things, 12 great things before he dies. And so he does it. And there's some like cool moments in that fucking. Like, we saw Superman's parents, but
yeah.
In All-Star Superman, at that point, his dad died. But there's this one issue where he goes back in time, but he's like masked up.
And so they're
talking. Yeah, yeah. And he can finally say goodbye to his dad. I was like, dude, like, cool ass fucking moment. Or there's an issue where Lois Lane gets powers, Superman powers, for like one day. And it's just so fucking cool. Like,
I mean, they can't show all of that in one movie, though.
Yeah. I mean, it. Oh, man. Like, there's this one. Yeah, because it would have to be like a 12 issue. 12,
yeah.
There's this one cool scene. Dude, there's so many cool scenes. Like, Superman, like, you know, like, this Fortress of Solitude? It's locked. And the key is, like, on the floor. And Lois is like, wait, you just leave the key there? Can anyone just come in and pick it up? It's like, pick up the key. It's just, oh.
He's like, fucking, like, yeah, it's like, 20 tons.
Yeah, yeah. It's like super heavy. But the robots were there. That, I guess that's All-Star Superman. The robots.
The robots.
I'm number 4, but I want to be called Gary.
Yeah, the robots were pretty cool. I don't feel like there was enough Krypto and then Supergirl. It was just like a tease, pretty much. Mm-hmm. Like, hey, thanks for taking care of my dog. Leaves. That was it.
Yeah. That's the next film, too. Supergirl.
Yeah.
I'm like, whatever. I don't know who's directing it, but I'm like...
I do want a Mr. Terrific spinoff now.
Oh, hell yeah.
So...
What about a Guy Gardner?
Fuck that guy, man.
Justice King, I like that. You're in.
I like yeah, that. He's name. Like, I don't think he's you want him to be the face? I don't think it's gonna work. And he's like, Justice, I like that. He's like, you're in.
Oh, shit.
It's a damn good movie. I'd recommend it. I mean, it's not like the greatest movie, but out of the movies that are out now, it's
better than the Marvel films that are out now.
Yeah. Better than Jurassic World.
Foo!
Or Jurassic Domination or whatever it's called.
Garbage.
The garbage.
Yeah. I always judge a movie if I want to rewatch it. I want to rewatch it, but I'm not going to rewatch it in the theater, so I'll
yeah.
like, wait. But I want to rewatch it. For sure, DC, best film. Easily. Easily, dude.
How many, what's the score out of 10? 7.5?
Nah, it's higher than that.
Higher?
It's probably like a 90 or... 89.
It's out of 100. Shit.
Yeah. 90 maybe.
For me, it's like 86, 87. I want to say.
I still think Guardians 3 is so much. Like, Guardians 1 and 3 are so good. Like, he, James Gunn's really good at making like heart touching moments.
Yeah.
For sure. Like, so.
And he integrates music into the scenes really, really well.
Well, since we're talking about DC and people have been talking about DC, who should be the next Batman in the DCU? There's like talks, there's rumors, two people, Alan Richardson, he's like this buff guy, Jack Reacher.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And then Lee Pace, he plays the bad guy in the first Guardians. He's tall, he's like 6'5".
Oh, shit. But
he plays one of the elves in The Hobbit, I think.
Oh.
But Lee Pace isn't, it might be Lee Pace because I've seen TikToks where they ask him, he's like, I can't answer that question. Yeah. Like,
and that alone already is answering the question.
Oh, I mean, let's talk about the fucking elephant in the room. They talked about Israel versus Palestine in the movie.
I mean, there is immigration too.
Yeah.
But yeah, Israel versus Palestine.
We know where James Gunn stands.
Yeah. Yeah, because they killed a character.
Which is funny because, you know, when I was watching it and I was like, dude, why is he such a coward? I was asking James Gunn, why is he such a coward? Why not just use the real countries? And I was like, I saw TikToks saying he might have got censored.
Yeah.
You know, like, the movie would have got censored if he did that. So I was like, oh, that makes sense. Like,
you get censored out of, like, certain countries. And then probably the U.S. is like, hey, like, we're not going to promote this if you're going to do that.
I mean, damn, dude. We could have been bold and we could have got... They should have been bolder and casted someone Hispanic to be Superman. I'm not, just saying, because of all the immigration. If we had a half Japanese Superman once, why not?
That's true.
I mean, he doesn't even have to look Hispanic. He could just be of Hispanic descendant, but look Caucasian.
Yeah. But just add, like,
they could have done that.
But then he would have had backlash from, like, people saying, oh, his parents are both white. They're not. One wasn't.
Yeah, he's an alien from a different planet.
That's true. Do you, anything else you want to add on?
The DCU looks... well, okay, so after watching this, and I thought it was going to... This movie was supposed to blow my mind, but it didn't. But it was good. There's a chance that Fantastic Four can really blow my mind. My expectation for Fantastic Four is so low that it could be better. There's a chance.
That it's been remade, like, what, 4 or 5 times now? And everyone has been a failure. I don't know why they keep trying. Like, pick something else.
I think because Doctor Doom is such a good character, the villain.
Well, I mean, but this isn't. They're not using Doctor Doom in this one. It's Galactus, dude.
I think Doom shows up in this one.
We'll see.
Robert Downey.
We'll see.
The one thing I don't like about the new DCU going forward. James Gunn said, because he made this mistake when he was in Marvel, is he doesn't want the post-credit scenes or the after-credit scenes to preview what's coming up.
Right.
I disagree. You need to create that. He did hype. That
with this one, because there was nothing. It just showed him looking at Earth, and then it was a little, like, funny skit at the end of him making fun of.
I disagree with him. Terrific. He needs to create hype. Like, those kind of moments, like the after credit scene where it creates hype, is where it's at.
Yeah, I agree. And, like, Marvel didn't do that every time. I mean, they meant to, because there was one where they show Adam Warlock, I think his name is, but he never really, like, came out after that. But the idea was, oh, shit, there's going to be Adam Warlock now, and then... didn't really come to fruition.
That's probably where he said the mistakes were made.
Yeah. So, it's true, because he could hype up something, and then it's Marvel or DC will be like, nah, we have to cancel that. And then it just looks bad on him for hyping something up that's not going to happen anymore.
It just, I don't know. The question comes up, because where does Matt Reeves, like, Batman fall in? Like, DC's kind of like in a mess, man.
Yeah.
Like, because Batman 2 is coming out and it's not going to be part of the universe. And then
Superman is a good start. Hopefully they keep going up from there. But they haven't had a good chances with movies, and I don't know if it's going to happen still. So good luck to DC.
They're in good hands. James Gunn.
State Farm.
Dan, did you know that I was watching a TikTok when James Gunn got fired from Marvel the first time and before DC picked him up, he thought his career was over. He was like, well, he's like, because, you know, he got fired because his old tweets came up.
Yeah.
And he got canceled and Marvel fired him. And he's like, he looked at his bank account. And he said, I can make this work and survive if I no longer work. I just can't live how I live.
Yeah.
And he thought his... I was like, dude, this guy is so talented. Dude, and like the motivation for why he like created like Guardians and all that, he's like, I just want to be rich and famous. And he's like, and then he didn't realize like the work that he made touched a lot of people until he went to Brazil Comic Con. And he said like the way people, the fans were talking to him, he's like, holy shit, I really made a difference.
Yeah.
Like it wasn't just for money and fame. It's like shit.
But that's the way like, I feel like a lot of ideas start, it's very basic, money and fame, and then people realize, like, oh, this is affecting a lot of people, like, I should probably just keep this up just to keep that going, essentially. But I think we're going to end it here, guys, so thank you so much for listening. Catch you guys on the next one.
We'll Peace. See you at LA Comic Con.
See you at LA Comic Con.
Cry or die.
Will the bosses cry? Or the bosses die.